Today our Lord turns to Simon Peter and he says, "Do you love me more than these?" What is he referring to? Our Lord says, "Do you love me more than these?" Who's the referent of that pronoun, these? Oftentimes, we think of it, our Lord is looking over at the disciples. He's saying, "Do you love me more than these ones?" As though our Lord is referring to these ones as there's a competition between who's going to love me the most, who's going to give themselves to me the most. But that seems to be an incorrect reading. Our Lord isn't desiring us to compete with one another, maybe as those who have been given into the heresy, such as the Jehovah's Witnesses do, saying that only certain ones will make it into heaven, and only those who are the best, and so it's a competition. It's not what our Lord desires to form, a competition between those to see who is going to do it the most. Remember, our Lord had just performed a miraculous catch. And in that miraculous catch, what occurred? That they hauled the nets ashore, and St. Peter, being so energetic, so given to his flight of his emotions in so many ways, leapt in, for he was lightly clad, tucking in his garment, and then was the first to make it to shore, but then pulled back a little bit. How many fish were pulled out of the sea that day? That's right, 153. Well, who do you think, out of his excitement, was likely the one who gives us that number? 153. Who was the one who was in charge? Who was the one who likely counted them? St. Peter. And so as our Lord is there beside the charcoal fire, and he and our Lord are going away for a private conversation, what are they doing? He's counted the fish up. He's walking down that shore, which those of you who go with us to Jerusalem in not too long will also walk by that shore, seeing the beautiful calm waters that are there, the beautiful sunrise that is going on at the time, the nice sand which is there, the beautiful sight that exists there on the Sea of Galilee at this particular place. And it would be reasonable for us to see that our Lord, who is there at this great instance with St. Peter, and he's talking about loving and talking about repairing their relationship in this place, seeing this beautiful sight that's unfolding before them, saying, "You see this pile of fish? You see this beautiful sunrise? See these great sights which are so familiar and beloved to you, as this is where you're from? Peter, do you love me more than all these things? The calm, the peace, this place of comfort where you are. Do you love me more than all of these things?" What do you prefer, Peter? To return to a life of such peace, a life of familiarity and comfort, more than following me, which isn't going to end as peacefully and as calmly, nor as familiarly, as what you've run to today? Our Lord asks you and I the same. St. Philip Neri, who we discussed formerly, spoke about some things earlier about, he was the apostle of Rome. He's the patron saint of the city of Albuquerque. He reminds us of something very similar. He's apostle of joy because he was so joyful about his ministry and what God did for him that he was a jokester, an impractical man, a man who was constantly having to trick himself and distract himself so that he wouldn't be too carried away when he entered into Mass. For God coursed, as it seems, as the lifeblood that flowing through his own veins. He says something similar to you and I, following upon that same lines that our Lord is speaking to Peter. We left it on the coloring page for the kids, if you'd like to take one and color one yourself. We as adults need to do some things that seem silly and beneath us, but rather they're the things that actually lead you to a deeper relationship with God as we can meditate upon deeper realities. He says this. He says, "He who wishes for anything but Christ does not know for what he wishes. He who asks for anything but Christ does not know for what he is asking. He works and does not work for Christ. He does not know what he is doing." Our Lord and his Holy Catholic Church put before us these questions, these statements, and indeed, just as our Lord was walking with Peter, he walks with you and I, seeing the beauty of this great place, which is our fair city, about which was bragging yesterday to those who I was visiting. They believe the same. All the peace, the calm, the familiarity you and I have, having spent so long, a lifetime here. Do you love him more than these? And the challenge to St. Peter is a challenge to you and I. Follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.